Well, in that first concert 50 years ago, the BBC announcer, I suspect then probably wearing a dinner jacket, announced the list of countries where this music was being transmitted to. Well, tonight, let me tell you that we are going out live in Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Cyprus, Switzerland, Germany, Denmark, Estonia, Spain, Finland, France, the UK, Greece, Croatia, Hungary, Iceland, Lithuania, Latvia, Norway, the Netherlands, Romania, Poland, Sweden, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Ukraine. Hold your applause, though, because that's not it. We're also live in Canada, where it's still the afternoon. And this concert will be broadcast later in Belarus, Ireland, Italy, and Russia. And as if to illustrate how many time zones the EBU now crosses, Brazil, New Zealand, Australia, and the USA. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by a pair of directors general, Noel Curran, head of the European Broadcasting Union, and Tony Hall of the BBC. Noel Curran, what exactly is the EBU Music Exchange? How does it work?
Well, it's basically the biggest live music exchange network in the world. We have 76 members, 53 countries. They exchange 3,000 concerts a year, 25,000 pieces of musical programming, and it covers classical music, jazz, folk. It's, as you've just highlighted, it is an extraordinary combination of the efforts of orchestras, musicians. It tries to highlight new talent, new composers and new musicians, and I think we heard some new talent tonight, which was extraordinary. But I think for me, at a time when public service organizations around Europe are coming under threat, particularly political threat, it is worth making the point, and forgive me if I take every opportunity to make this point, that it is provided by you, the public. It is only something that public service media can provide, this kind of network, this kind of investment. It is not a commercial exercise, but it is an exercise in trying to enrich people's lives.
Tony Hall, it was the BBC and the legendary Radio 3 producer Hans Keller who put together... who put together that first music exchange concert 50 years ago. How important is the EBU to the BBC now?
Well, it's very important because, as Noel was just saying, what the BBC is here to do, what Radio 3 is here to do, what this fabulous orchestra is here to do, is to take the very best of music, contemporary music, but also classical music, out there to as many people as we can, whether they're rich, they're poor, wherever they happen to live, whoever they happen to be. That's what our job is. Now, by coming together with the EBU in this way, we go to all the countries you were talking about, but it's a two-way street here. You know, we're transmitting to them this fabulous concert, but also we're getting the very best back from around Europe, but around the world, for people in this country to enjoy and to appreciate. And what's not to like about that? The power of music to transcend boundaries, I think, is phenomenally important, and I love the idea of the riches of the world, of other broadcasters, other orchestras, coming back to people in this country, whoever they are, to enjoy.
Noel, so many challenges now about how broadcasting works. FM was the way forward 50 years ago, but now there are podcasts, digital, so much new technology. How does that affect the EBU?
I think it gives us an opportunity. I think we all talk constantly, and we can't underestimate the challenges that this technology poses. It is also an opportunity. And I think for us, it's about delivering the kind of quality that the BBC delivers day in, day out, week in, week out. It's about us helping them, and in terms of, through things like the Music Exchange, broadcasting that around the world. And I think that's what will absolutely hold public service broadcasting together, is the quality of what we do, the uniqueness of what we do, the fact that the market simply doesn't provide everything. We hear it constantly, but it doesn't. It provides wonderful things, but not everything. And tonight we're seeing an example of that. And I think the technology will facilitate public service media in getting the kind of quality that we see tonight, that we hear and see constantly on the BBC, out to a wider audience.
Tony, a message from the BBC to listeners across Europe.
Oh, enjoy the music, enjoy the evening, and what fabulous music making we can do when we come together. And also, you know, not only playing pieces which you kind of know, it's wonderful to have some Britain here tonight. After all, Britain was there conducting the very first concert. But also, as Noel was saying, to have a brand new piece to commission for the night, isn't that absolutely wonderful? And then wonderful riches to come. And the key thing is that with public service broadcasting being paid for by everybody, we are owned by everybody, and we are here to do what is best for everybody. And I think technology actually, do you know what, helps us to make that to do that even better in the future. So more of tonight's concerts, please, from around the world, but also for St. Luke's here as well.
Jenny Hall, Noel Curran, thank you both very much. The Directors General of the BBC and the European Broadcasting Union, respectively. Well, that original concert 50 years ago featured the Amadeus Quartet, who played Haydn's String Quartet, Opus 76, Number 3, which includes the tune which we know today as the German National Anthem. Norbert Brennan and Peter Shidloff from the Amadeus Quartet were also the soloists in Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante, K364. Well, to perform it for us this evening, we have our own international soloists joining the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Johannes Wildner. Please welcome violinist Esther Yu and viola player Øyvind Holtzmark Ringstad.